You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This is from 1952. David Raxon wrote that. You remember David for writing that great theme from Laura, Under Stress. I'll tell you more about that. But this is The Bad and the Beautiful, with Kirk Douglas, Gloria Graham, and it's a story Hollywood didn't want told. It's kind of behind the scenes of Tinseltown here.
On in the private lives of the famous, the notorious. You will share the laughter and the tears of talented people who stop at nothing to attain success until success stops them. Of romantic people who fight for love until love whips them.
Thought you said you were going to get rid of her quick.
Shut up and get back upstairs.
If you are a gentleman, there is no justification for boorishness.
He asked me how my work was going. What was I supposed to say? Great? Incidentally, who was that overgrown bullfighter you danced with all night?
Don't talk like that about Georgia. Or Jonathan. He's a great man.
There are no great men, Buster. There's only men.
You're the first person I ever knew who began by hating him and ended up liking him. Do you always do everything backwards?
Do you still love him?
Can't look off your face! Who gave you the right to dig into me and turn me inside out and decide what I'm like? How do you know how I feel about you, how deep it goes? Maybe it's deeper than I want it to be. Maybe I don't want anybody to own me, you or anybody. Get out! Get out! Never has anyone dared to put on the screen a story told with such boldness, such frankness. Never has anyone assembled such an array of fabulous players. Wherever and whenever you discuss great motion picture drama, the picture that will be talked about first will be The Bad and the Beautiful.
We have a highly regarded drama from 1952, produced by John Houseman, directed by Vincent Minnelli, from MGM, The Bad and the Beautiful. It's a movie about the movies, one of the best Hollywood pictures ever produced about Hollywood. Kirk Douglas stars as a ruthless movie producer, a man who scratched and clawed his way to the top, indifferent to the careers he destroyed on his way up. But his professional savagery has finally caught up with him, and now Douglas needs help from three people he's worked with in the past, a writer, an actress, and a director. The script is loosely based on a short story, Memorial to a Bad Man, a story set in the theater world. But producer John Houseman decided to change the setting from Broadway to Hollywood. And then Houseman took the spin even further by having the script borrow liberally from real Hollywood people and real events. As a result, The Bad and the Beautiful had everyone in it buzzing over who was supposed to be whom. The buzz continues today among classic movie fans. The impressive cast also includes Lana Turner, Gloria Graham, Walter Pigeon, and former song and dance man Dick Powell, making one of his final big screen appearances. From MGM in 1952, The Bad and the Beautiful.
Many years ago, Steven Spielberg complimented David Rexon on this theme song. He said, "It's the best theme I ever heard for a motion picture ever." And then about 15 years later, they met up again. And Spielberg told David Rexon, "Your theme, The Bad and the Beautiful, is one of the most beautiful." And David thought, "What happened to the most beautiful?" It was supposed to have lyrics and titled "Love is for the Very Young." That never happened. Thank you. David Raxon, Frank Sinatra. Johnny Mercer added the lyrics.
Laura is the face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall, and you see Laura on that train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you.
Frank with Gordon Jenkins in the orchestra. Quite a story behind that song, a tragic one, in a way. This is John Williams, the Boston Pops. Studio wanted a different song, but David Raxon said, I want to write an original. I said, well, you have 2 weeks as a deadline if you can get it done. He said, no problem. Couldn't think of 2 notes to rub together. So he sat at the keyboard over and over. This theme, that theme, went nowhere. And one morning he's opening the mail, striving to come up with something as the weeks were nearly through and a deadline was around the corner. So he opened the mail, and in the mail that morning came a letter from his wife, who was out visiting relatives, and in the letter that he read over and over, it became obvious that his wife is leaving him. And he sat at the keyboard and wrote, "Laura, David Raxon died in 2004. I happened to be on the air that date, and I played as much of his music as I could find as a tribute. They just don't make him any better. Here's an interview with David Raxon. And when Spike Jonze heard from David, because Spike had done a mockery, a parody of Cocktails for Two, David said, "Why don't you do something of my songs?" Spike said, "Okay." Man had a sense of humor.
Had a very famous theme in it, which goes something like this.
David Raxon at the keyboard. That's a rare cut. Here's Spike in tribute to his friend David Raxon. Red Ingles. Now, Spike had a fabulous orchestra, and they could do just about anything. Well, listen. Thank you.
face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on the summer night. That you can never quite recall.
Yeah, now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through.
Roma seltzer, Roma seltzer, Roma seltzer.
Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Okay, all seriousness aside, here's Helen Grayko, Mrs. Spike Jones.
You don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues, until you've loved a love you've had to lose. You don't know what love is. You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost, until you flipped your heart and you have lost. You don't know what love is. Do you know how a lost heart feels? The thought of reminiscing, and how lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing. You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies, until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't know what love is. You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies, until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't know.
Helen Grayko from Tacoma, Washington, Mrs. Spike Jones. Here she is with her hubby.
Well, not the prettiest arrangement, but at least it's neat. And now we'd like to present a decided contrast to our musical Hey Rube, the star of RCA's label X Records, singing her newest, Miss Helen Grayko, and Please Don't Freeze.
Beep, bop, beep, beep, bop, beep, bop. Bibbidi-bop.
Please don't freeze on me.
Bibbidi-bop.
Please don't freeze on me.
Bibbidi-bop.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes out, you got the kind of loving that I can't do without. But please don't freeze on me.
Bibbidi-bop.
Baby, I love the things you say, to listen to you talking all day. But all that sweet talk that you do don't mean a thing if you can't follow through. So please don't freeze on me. Kiss me right and feel the glow. If there isn't any glow, then you've got to go. You're a real fool, Daddy, when you try to please. You can be cool, Daddy, but don't freeze, please. Don't freeze on me. Don't freeze on me. Kiss me right, I'll feel the glow. If there isn't any glow, then you've got to go. You're a real cool daddy. When you try to please, you can be cool daddy. But don't freeze, please don't freeze.
Hey, believe it or not, Chuck Barris. He put an album out, and I have it.
Why me, oh Lord? Why me, oh Lord? Hey, how come you like to see everybody dump on me? Why me, oh Lord? You must be bored. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Why me, oh Lord? What did I say to make you feel this way? Now it won't be a disgrace if you just get off my case. Why me, oh Lord? You must be bored. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Why me, oh Lord? Lord, I paid my due. I'm tired of singing the blues. Yeah, I'd like to try and smile for a little while. If my muscles work, why me, oh Lord? You must be bored. Whoa, 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 why me, oh Lord?
There's a documentary on Chuck Barris, the original wild card of
The Gong Show. The dating game, he gave us some of the most eccentric, chaotic moments ever to hit the screen. But what if there was more to this quirky producer than meets the eye? What if behind the cameras, Barris was living a life as a covert operative, a secret agent sent on dangerous missions by the CIA? According to his own shocking claims, Barris wasn't just a showman, he was also an assassin. Today we dive into the twisted life of the man who blurred the lines between entertainment and espionage, good taste and debauchery. Was Chuck Barris telling the truth, or was it all an elaborate hoax by the ultimate prankster? Who was Chuck Barris? How did he get started in the entertainment business? What were his successes and failures?
Puns, folks. Here comes the Duke of Dillies. The Wizard of the Unknown.
All right, I am the unknown comic, America's first punk comedian. I tell you, I'm in a pretty good mood. I took my dog to a flea circus. He stole the show. All right, time now. I've been working on some more impressions. This is my impression of that favorite game show, Hollywood Squares.
Hey, this is Peter Marshmallow here, and our first question goes to Paul Lynn. Paul Lynn, how do you keep fish from smelling?
You cut off their little noses.
Hey. Hey, why are you not good names this man?
Well, I'm the sheep of Abercrombie. Your love belongs to me. Well, at night when you're asleep, into your tent I'll creep.
Half.
The stars that shine above will light away.
song, the chime above. We'll light our way to love. You rule this world with me. I'm the sheik of Arubi. Well, I'm the sheik of Arubi.
The Beatles. See, we play them on occasion, if they fit the format. Alan Sherman, he always fits.
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles. She says they have a Liverpool beat. She says they used to play there. Four nice kids from off of the street. Why didn't they stay there? What is all the screaming about? Fainting and swooning. Sounds to me like their guitars could use a little tuning. The boys are from the British Empire. The British think they're keen. If that is what the British desire, God save the Queen. No daughter of mine can push me around. In my house, I'm the master. But when the Beatles came into town, gad, what a disaster. Little girls in sneakers and jeans destroyed the territory. 'Twas like some of the gorier scenes from West Side Story. Of course my daughter had to go there. The tickets are cheap, she hollers. I was able to pick up a pair for $47. When the Beatles come on the stage, they scream and shriek and cheer them. Now I know why they're such a rage. It's impossible to hear them. Ringo is the one with the drum. The others all play with him. It shows you what a boy can become without a sense of rhythm. There's Beatle books and t-shirts and rings and one thing and another. To buy my daughter all of these things, I had to sell her brother. Back in 1776, we fought the British then, folks. Parents of America, it's time to do it again, folks. When they come back, here's how we'll begin. We'll throw them in Boston Harbor. But please, before we toss them all in, let's take them to a barber.
Here's Paul McCartney.
So I think, you know, one of our big ambitions, most songwriters, was to write a song for Sinatra. Yeah. So I wrote one, and then years and years later, sent it to him. But I thought he might like it. Well, he thought I was having a go.
Right.
He was like, is this guy for real?
Frank Sinatra once said, rock and roll is the most brutal, ugly, desperate, vicious form of expression. It has been my misfortune to hear. He was quite outspoken about his dislike for rock and roll, and Sinatra famously called the Beatles vulgar nincompoops when they first became well known in the United States.
There's Frank. That's not really true.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'd like to turn to something that, and that so happens to be the title. This is a great song by George Harrison of the Beatles, with a marvelous arrangement by Don Costa. It's one of the best love songs I believe to be written in 50 or 100 years, and it never says, I love you, in the song, but it really is one of the finest. If you please. Something in the way she moved attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way that she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You better believe it and how. Somewhere in her smile, she knows I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. You better believe and how. You're asking me, will my love grow? Well, I don't know. No, I don't know. You stick around, Jack, it might show. I don't know. No, I don't know. Something in the way she knows. All I gotta do is just think of her. Something in the things that she shows me. Ain't gonna leave her now. You better believe it and how. It's gonna show, but I don't know. No, I don't know. Something in the way that she knows me. And all I gotta do is think of her. Something in the things that she shows me. I ain't gonna leave her now. You better believe it and how. I don't plan to leave her. What a marvelous song. George Harrison, arranged by Don Justin. Thank you.
Joe Raposo wrote this. Once again, Frank.
And there used to be a ballpark where the field was warm and green, and the people played their crazy game with a joy I'd never seen. And the air was such a wonder, from the hot dogs and the beer. Yes, there used to be
a ballpark right here. And there used to be rock candy and a great big 4th of July with the fireworks exploding all across the summer sky, and the people watched in wonder how they laugh and how they cheer. And there used to be a ballpark right here. Now the children try to find it, and they can't believe their eyes, 'cause the old team just isn't playing, and the new team hardly tries, and the sky has got so cloudy when it used to be so clear, and the summer went so quickly this year. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here.
That last chord, you know it's Gordon Jenkins. Oh, by the way, not by the way, that ballpark they're talking about is not Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. It's the Polo Grounds, the ballpark for the Giants. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is from Do-Re-Mi on Broadway.
What's this I feel?
What an attractive fellow.
What's this I feel?
So this is the feeling I've heard about.
Now I know how it feels. Hey, hey, hey! I look at you and from out of the blue I hear a crash, I see a flash that floods the
fireworks.
night because you came by. Don't do a thing, just stand there. Watch the explosive start. Fireworks! Fireworks!
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.